Next patient is David Bullock. B, B as in boy. B-U-L-L-O-C-K. Bullock. B as in boy. David, D-A-V-I-D. Date of birth, 8-17-43. Date of visit, 6-10-26. Please make a copy for Mark Kendrick, M.D. Kendrick, K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Mark, thank you for sending David Bullock for evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a 82-year-old male who has a history for cough since January 26. Had a respiratory infection leading to persistent coughing spells. The patient had a chest CT done on 4/24/26, which showed no acute process, and the lungs were clear with no nodules or infiltrates and no pleural effusions, period. The patient does have history for atrial fibrillation and is on anticoagulation. He denies mastitis, fever, chills, night sweats. No, and no chest pains or abdominal pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for carotid artery stenosis with left carotid endarterectomy. He also had a shoulder surgery 7 years ago. He has hyperlipidemia and impaired fasting glucose and actinic keratosis, period. He has been treated for atrial fibrillation and had a mild CVA. The patient also has hypothyroidism and has been treated for depression, period. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next, habits. The patient denies smoking, drinks alcohol moderately, and he has no exposure to asbestos. He did work in an auto factory prior to retirement. Automobile factory. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died in an accident. Mother died of a stroke. Next. System review. The patient denies fatigue, weight loss. No fever. He has cataracts, no glaucoma. He has vertigo and hoarseness. Has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. And he has no shortness of breath, but has cough and mild wheezing. He has heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation or abdominal pains. And he has arm pain and calf muscle pains and anxiety attacks with depression. He has muscle stiffness and no joint pains. There's no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash. Next paragraph. Med list. Plavix 75 milligrams daily. Omeprazole 40 milligrams daily. Bupropion 150 milligrams daily. Famotidine 20 milligrams as needed. Dabigatran 150 milligrams daily. Synthroid 175 micrograms daily. Trilogy Ellipta 100 micrograms, one puff a day. Next paragraph. physical exam this richly built elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's no sign of the citrus clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 128/80, pulse is 86, respiration 16. Temperature 98, weight is 165, saturation 97. HUNT is non-spheric, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath forms to the basis. No crackles or wheezes. Heart sounds are irregular, swollen as to no murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organo, megaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities will, no edema or lesions. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next, paragraph impression number 1 is chronic cough and reactive airway disease. Number 2 is atrial fibrillation and ASHD. Number 3, carotid artery stenosis. Number 4, hypothyroidism. Number 5, history of hyperlipidemia. And number 6, anxiety. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a CBC, total eosinophil count, and IgE level. A complete pulmonary function study was ordered. The patient will use albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs as needed, and the Trelegy Ellipta, 1 puff daily. A follow-up visit to be arranged in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Mark Kendrick, K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K. Please make a copy for Mark Kendrick, M.D.